Hello and welcome to another edition of the Sport Intern Special, a series of podcasts in which we speak to the movers and shakers from the Olympic movement. In this episode, we speak to Florian Sperl. He's the president of the German Weightlifting Federation. He's also a member of the executive board of the International Weightlifting Federation, the IWF. Florian is in charge of the IWF's refugee team, and recently they made history when a refugee team for the first time ever took part in an IWF event, the World Championships, which took place in Riyadh in Saudi Arabia. I began my conversation with Florian by asking him to give me more information about how he became involved in the project.
I had last year in October 2022 meeting with the IOC in Lausanne with Gonzalo Barrio. He is the project manager of the IOC refugee team. And we had a good discussion together. He recommended me also to create the refugee team for our international federation, in my case, the International Weightlifting Federation. And immediately after the meeting, I sent an email to my president, the general secretary, and recommend to create and establish this team for our sport. And both agreed immediately, and I prepared a proposal for the executive board and the executive board in Bogota. That means 2 months after the meeting with the IOC, the executive board in Bogota, they approved unanimously to create this team. And after the approval from the executive board, I create a policy with a working group together. We are five people in the working group, and we create the policy and the regulations. And then policy was approved by the board in February this year. And then refugees could apply. And in April, the team was ready. We received some application letters, and in April the team was ready. And also we was searching for a coach manager for this team, because I cannot do this everything myself. I have also a normal job, and so we hire also a coach manager for this team. And the team was ready April, which means 6 months after the first discussion with the IOC, which is very short time, by the way, to prepare all these documents, all the things, application period. But for me, it was very important to make it in a short period, to show the IOC our efforts and to show the IOC what we want to do.
In terms of the actual, you know, you say that then you have the athletes sort of applying. How do you go around looking at, you know, refugees who can be a part of the team? What was the process? Because there are a lot of refugees around the world that you can choose from, in a sense.
We send out an official letter to the member federations with some criterias. For sure, experience with weightlifting and would be good, and it must be recognized refugees and so on. And that was the process, and we shared through the member federations and through our homepage website. And then we received the applications, and we chose the team. I made a mistake. We choose also asylum seeker, which now we made the experience that they cannot travel. They are not allowed to travel because the process is not finished, and they are not refugees, and they cannot travel. This was the biggest problem. But okay, we choose them, and we help them during this period with some letters to the Home Office, to the ministry, with some members of the parliament, and ask them, please, please proceed, and please make it faster, the process that comes to the end. But at the end, they was not able to come to Riyadh, the two Great Britain lifters. We faced a lot of problem with traveling, to be honest. And we want to put all this experience in the next part of the project. I propose to continue with the project to make a permanent refugee team, which means refugees can enter the refugee team and can go out of the refugee team anytime.
Having established that you want to then continue with the development of the refugee team and set it up on a more permanent basis, what then become the next steps, Florian?
The next steps are I will rewrite the policy, make it more clearer, make it with all our experience, what we made in the last months. Rewrite this policy, and in December this year, I want that the executive board should vote again for the policy, and then we start the process in January next year, 1st January next year. The refugees can apply again for the refugee team, and with all our experience, I hope that we don't have this travel issues in the future.
In terms of the commitment from sporting federations like the International Weightlifting Federation, obviously the International Olympic Committee, there is a very big will to see refugees involved in this way. But you sort of touched on it there, you know, sort of having to speak to governments, ministries, trying to get permission for travel. In your experience, Florian, how are you finding the reaction of governments in this project? Do they seem to be sort of saying, well, this is a great idea, something really good for the refugees to get involved with? How have you been assessing that political will?
The political side accept and appreciate the refugee team. But for sure, the countries and the nation has their own process. And we ask the Home Office, please proceed and please make it quicklier, but they replied they cannot say anything about this. They are not able and they are not allowed to say something about this process to the International Weightlifting Federation, which we have to accept. This is their rules, and we tried everything what we can do with from our side, but I think in general it will be appreciated, or it is appreciated from the member of the parliament and also from the society to help the refugees and this project. We have so many countries in the world. The countries have their own rules. For me, I have to also going into the details in their country. What is their process? What is their rules, regulations? So in the future, if we receive application from a refugee, I have to focus more on the regulations of the country. And we have also to consider in which the country the championships will take place, because it's, for example, we had a training camp in Elaiko with the refugees in preparation for the World Championships, and there was no travel issues. They can travel without problems. We have to consider several things: their law in their country, then the law in the host country for the championships. So this makes this project very, very difficult and very complex. But I think it's important to have this project and to continue, not to stop.
In terms of the performance of the athletes, let's look at them now as athletes. As I was saying before, this is a historical moment because it's the first time the IWF has put out a refugee team at a major event like the World Championships. How did they do? How was it for them? What was the experience like?
Here it was very, very emotional for sure. The first lifter, Aline, was amazing to see her. And also we received a lot of support from Elaiko as supporter from this team. They prepared the team with the tracksuit, with a singlet. Also is well accepted here in the executive board, and also the ITOs, technical officials, supported the team. So really also the president, Chalut, supported very well, and I'm looking forward to work on this area, in this field, in the future, really. And let's see how it goes. I think we will always face challenges with traveling, with statuses. Some people are coming from difficult circumstances in the past, for sure. They escape from their country. We had two USA lifter here coming from Brazil. They had a very difficult time there.
I suppose, really, you're an executive board member. You're the president of the German Weightlifting Federation. What was your passion to become involved with helping create a refugee team? You know, what is it that's inspired you to want to do this?
In a perfect world, normally we don't need a refugee team, but in the real world, we have refugees. And as I mentioned, they had a difficult time, war, economic reasons. There are many, many reasons why they escaped from their country, and want to help them for sure. And I want to give them the opportunity to compete in a high level event, in an international sport event, to fulfill their dreams. For sure, our IWF refugee team, they cannot compete in Olympic Games. This is not possible. Therefore, we had the IOC refugee team, and with our refugee team, with the IWF refugee team, they can compete in a international high level event. We give them the opportunity, which makes me happy for sure, to support them, to see them training. And we had 1 week training camp in Sweden in Laiko. I met the refugees there, and they were very happy about this. Yeah, makes me also happy, and give me the move and give me the spirit. Our federation, our International Weightlifting Federation, we are the fourth or the fifth federation in the world who has a team. I think also Judo Taekwondo has a refugee team. And this is also a point what is important for me, that we as IWF create this team also for recognition and to show the world weightlifting change from the past and making good things.
Well, those there were the thoughts of Florian Spöll, the president of the German Weightlifting Federation. Don't forget, you can stay up to date with all the latest from the world of Olympic sport by subscribing to the Sport Inter newsletter produced Monday to Friday. So, until the next time, stay safe.